Hi, this is Mike Reynolds, and I'm the superintendent of Yosemite. It's been almost 30 days since the Ferguson fire started, and the fire evacuations and multiple closures and evacuations are coming to an end. It's only because of the heroic work of the thousands of firefighters and fire personnel that this fire is beginning to end and we are reopening the park. Firefighters from almost every state in the country came to help us, and they worked incredibly hard to protect the public, homes, communities, and the park. This was a challenging fire. It moved through steep terrain. It had a crazy inversion that kept smoke in the valleys forever, and it's nearly 100,000 acres. I'm so grateful to the men and women who fought this fire and for all of the work of the incident command teams that commanded them through it. I'm also thankful for the immense support that we've received from the Gateway communities. This fire impacted the local economies, individuals, and yet everyone stuck together as we had to close the park and as we've moved through the different changes over the last 30 days. We'll do everything we can to help the local communities come back on their feet and to support visitors here in the Yosemite region. Lastly, I want to put a special thanks to the employees and families of Yosemite National Park. They not only had to work through this, they had their homes evacuated sometimes two and three times, they lacked power, and we are very grateful for their service and all of they've put up with, and the fact that they're here today reopening the park. The Ferguson fire brought many things to us the last 30 days. Two of them we're especially sad about is the tragic loss of two firefighters, Braden Varney, a local Mariposa County person that worked for CAL FIRE, and Captain Brian Hughes of the Arrowhead Hotshots in the National Park Service at Sequoia. While we grieve with their families and the Park Service and CAL FIRE communities, it reminds me to remind all of us about safety. The park has reopened while the fire is still finishing, particularly in the Merced River Canyon. We feel very safe about these operations for all of you, but it is a good reminder, when you see smoke and fire, it's mostly being controlled and monitored. It might bring rocks and tree fall and other debris on the road, so please drive particularly careful. Also, we've seen an uptick in the wildlife being out and about. I guess that's one of the benefits of a closed park, so you may see a lot more wildlife on the road than you're normally used to. While the Ferguson fire has been challenging, I also want to remind all of us that in some ways the Ferguson fire has burned a lot of areas that have not burned for over 100 years. There's some beneficial aspects of fire. While this has been a tragic fire, it will also help us in the future to manage fire better in Yosemite National Park. So please appreciate as you see the fire finishing that it's doing its job blackening the lines that they've already controlled. And that's why you see still smoke and fire as you drive into the park. Please watch out for rocks, fallen debris, and just drive as slowly as you can, both for the wildlife as well as your own safety in and around fire operations. Thanks again for visiting. We look forward to having you back.